Have you ever joined a community dance performance? Or maybe the question should be, would you ever join a community dance performance? Those were the voices of a few community folk who've taken on the challenge of learning, rehearsing, and performing a dance work aimed at telling a new story about Australia's climate emergency and the power of interconnected action to halt climate change. It's called The Stars Descend, and the ambitious work consists of 5 chapters that have been crafted for 5 different communities in the southwest of Western Australia. Janine Oxenham is a Mulgana woman and one of the choreographers of the work. She spoke with me between rehearsals to explain how the show came together.
So the show is based on the Gondwana Link. So the Gondwana Link is a corridor of vegetation that the Gondwana Link project has been working on for years now. And the corridor goes from Margaret River all the way through to Kalgoorlie. And it's an amazing climate hope regenerative project that's been happening that Annette Carmichael kind of wanted to put it on a platform and let people know what was actually happening. So she teamed up with the Gondwana Link. And so we, through a lot of different processes, a lot of different conversations over many years, a story has been created that travels from Margaret River all the way through the 5 with Margaret River up to Kalgoorlie. It travels through these 5 towns. So the story is kind of split into 5 sections. It's about community, it's about country. It's not a traditional story, but it does have close links to traditional people because there's been a lot of consultation with the traditional people all the way along that pathway. So in all of those countries, traditional people have been asked, is this story okay? What do we need to change? What would you like to include? So it's been a beautiful process, I feel, just that, you know, that part of the story for people being heard, people being able to talk about their country, celebrating all of this new vegetation, this native vegetation that's been created. It's just an amazing, amazing story already. So what happens for myself and the other artists is that we get to dance parts of the story. So in Margaret River, they start the first part of the story and then it goes to Northcliff, and then from Northcliff it goes to Albany, and then from Albany to Ravensthorpe, and then the final part of the story is told in Kalgoorlie.
Now, Janine, you've got a couple of roles within The Stars Descend. You've choreographed or co-choreographed the first chapter, starting there in Margaret River. You're also a performer who's going to be part of the work all the way along. You are one of the literal stars.
Literally like the stars in the sky. And we fall to the earth. We're drawn to the earth. We're drawn to support climate change, climate hope, looking after our environment and how can we support our environment. And so we're drawn to the Gondwana Link because this is a point where, you know, climate hope is happening. And we come and we interact with country. And the whole story is our journey through country and how country shapes us and how we shape country. So it's really quite beautiful. I really think it's quite a lovely story. So it was kind of confronting for me when I first came to this project because, as you can imagine, stars are so important culturally. And for me, embodying a star and physically trying to take on characteristics of what I feel a star would move like really kind of helps me connect to my ancestors. Like, and dancing does this. Dancing's such an amazing portal that connects you to country, connects you to your ancestors, connects you to yourself. It's such a deep resonating thing where you disconnect from your thinking self and you connect that more into your moving self. And so, yeah, so for me, I really feel like I'm honoring my ancestors by showing how important the stars actually are to us. You know, our country is so important, but our stars are as well.
How did you actually become involved?
I met Annette quite a few years ago. We were working on a project through Ausdance WA, and it was called Future Landings. And so Annette had a project and I had a project, and also another beautiful artist, Paro Randall, who is our choreographer for Kalgoorlie. She was also one of the choreographers in this project. So that's where Annette and I first kind of got introduced to each other. And I've admired her work for such a long time, and both of us work quite deeply in community and know what it's like to support community, to put on shows. So I'm currently living in Busselton, and Annette has gathered many artists, mainly from the regions, but also people who tend to work quite a lot within a regional setting. So she's tried to have it quite regionally based. And I was lucky, because I'm half an hour from Margaret River, I was lucky enough to be invited to be on the Margaret River team. And in the Margaret River team, I'm so lucky to be working with Adelina Larson. She is an amazing choreographer and I admire her so much. So Adelina and I have been choreographing on a beautiful cast in Margaret River. We've got about 35 community members, predominantly female, as you can imagine, but we've got about four really brave men. They're so great. They show up every week. They're a joy to work with. It's so much fun. Like, it's a lot of hard work. They've been doing a lot of weekend work, a lot of night work. We've been working on site, which, you know, it's out in a field. There's not much shade. So we've been really mindful of keeping them physically safe on site, because there's a lot of kangaroos. You know, one time we might turn up and there's a couple of kangaroo holes we've got to fill in. It's really, I love working on site. I love working on country. It's one of my biggest passions, and I love introducing community people to that type of performance, because it just adds a massive element, because the environment becomes another performer, so to speak. So, you know, it's been so much fun.
Well, I was really interested to learn that some of your performers are community members, and ones who maybe wouldn't necessarily use the label dancer for themselves. Yes. What has it been like to kind of navigate different levels of dance ability within a group?
That's always tricky. You've always got to navigate that when you're working with community, because you will always have varying degrees of confidence, abilities. And we really like to work with the community to create the content. So a lot of the time that we've spent with community has been, you know, throwing different things at them and getting them to move or getting them to create. And then we take those bits and we piece them together and we reshape them until we've got something that we feel that everybody feels comfortable in doing. If somebody doesn't feel comfortable doing something, then we're more than happy to shift it. So I think it's really a big part of working with community is just conversation, making sure that people feel safe, that they feel confident. And if they don't, then we make changes.
Janine, because it is a work that's traveling and going to different communities, what are some of the considerations that have come about around making sure that the different works fit or suit the environments and the communities themselves?
I spoke earlier about Annette gathering groups of artists. So quite early on, Annette started to bring artists together who she thought might fit into different groups. And so each area, each town has a completely different set of creative artists that are actually driving the work in that area and working solely with those community members. I think that's a strength in this work. So Margaret River has a team. We've got two choreographers. We've got a musician. We've got a designer. We've got our technician, so our lighting designer. And then Northcliffe has got the same, Albany, Ravensthorpe, Kalgoorlie. So we've each got a set of artists. And so I really feel like those groups can focus on that individual community and make sure that everybody's safe, because cultural safety is a big thing that's really important across this. We've got quite a few Indigenous people who are working in the work and who are working with us. So we really want to make sure that as we're working in country, that we're going to the right places, that we're not going to the places we're not allowed to go, you know, where we've been welcomed to an area if we need to be. We sit down with traditional owners on country, and we talk to them on country, and, you know, so cultural safety is a massive thing for this whole journey, especially because, you know, myself, it's a big thing for me. I'm travelling through all of these landscapes, all of these different countries, and so when I get to a country, I'm meeting traditional owners straight away, sitting down with them, having a cup of tea. Because I've been lucky enough to be to places like Albany and Ravensthorpe, but I haven't been to the other places. So I'm really looking forward to meeting them, meeting the community, and, you know, getting to know them. And that's another thing with this whole journey. For Russell and I, it's pretty epic. So we kind of have a scaffold, and so we kind of know what we're doing. I know what we're doing in Margaret River because I've been choreographing. And then we get to Northcliffe, right? And it's like, I think we got about 2 or 3 days to learn the choreography. Then we do the show. Same with Albany. So we get down to Albany. I think we got about 3 days. And then Ravensthorpe, we do that 2 days after. So it's like, we've got to learn this choreography or improvise a lot of it and then just let it go. And then we go straight into the next segment of the story. So for us, it's massive, massive journey.
Well, yeah, I was thinking about the enormity of the task that you and Russell have in being part of the show across all 5 chapters and having to get familiar with different areas and, yeah, like how you're actually rehearsing for a show that's coming up.
It's been a really different process. Like normally you get a project, you go into creative development, which is quite intensive, and then you go into production and then you do the show, right? So with this, it's been quite interesting because there's a lot of knowledge sharing in amongst this project, which also makes it really, really quite special. So one of the choreographers might have created a set of movement back in December last year, and we videoed that and we've put it up on our shared website, our shared portal. And then, you know, another choreographer might go, oh yeah, I really like that. And so they might choreograph something with a piece of it and shift it and change it. And then so the same choreography that is in Northcliffe, a similar piece turns up in Ravensthorpe, you know. So not only is this a story that's linked throughout these regions, but the movement is also linked, and the music is also similar. So samples of the music can also be taken from a different musician and be manipulated to then be put into the show in like Kalgoorlie from Margaret River. So it's just been a beautiful collaboration of all of these different artists, and Russ and I are no different. So Russell's an amazing, amazing performer. He's got such strength, but he's also got such calmness. And we're both very different in our styles, but we merge really well together, and there's a massive amount of trust. Like you can imagine, the whole team needs to have this deep, deep trust. And I think to meet this challenge, I'm so thankful to have Russell with me, and I'm so happy that we can actually do this together. And it's like, because I recently I wasn't able to make it to rehearsals, so we were actually trying to rehearse over Zoom, and it's just, you know, it's great that we can do that. But being in a room with somebody and feeling the energy and actually looking at how deeply they're feeling what they're doing, it just makes such a difference.
Do you have a favorite story from rehearsing or working on the on this show?
I just really love how, and I'm talking from the Margaret River team, how close everybody's got. And you can really see, because we've had so many days together, but each time we've spent together, it's only been like 2 hours. So we'll have 2 hours on a Sunday, 2 hours on a Monday, so to speak. And so you can see how people have shifted from being really quiet, oh, what's your name again? Oh, yeah, yeah. To now people are carpooling in to come. Some people are coming as far as Molloy Island or Kawaramup, or, you know, so people are coming from far away from Margaret River just to come and be a part of this. And I think there's no one particular story for me at this point in time that really stands out, because just spending time together has been such a strengthening of community. And I think that's one thing that I really love about doing movement projects like this, is that movement, for one, just connects you to yourself, right? And people in the community who are actually willing to put their hand up and go, yeah, I'll give it a go, you know, whether or not they know what they're doing or not. And then you just see the shift in them and the confidence in them and that real sense of family. It's, you know, you can't beat it, really. And I take my hat off to anybody who's got that confidence to kind of stand up and go, yeah, I'll dance in front of 500 people on a field, you know, where I might find bumps and hills and holes and, yeah. So it's heaps of fun.
Choreographer, dancer and Mulgana woman Janine Oxum. The Stars Descend is produced by Annette Carmichael Projects and presented in partnership with Gondwana Link. And each performance happens in a beautiful outdoor location that showcases the biodiversity of southern Western Australia. Chapter 1 began on Friday the 17th of March in Margaret River, followed by Chapter 2 in Northcliffe on the 19th. After that, the show will continue on until it reaches Kalgoorlie on the 1st of April. For full details, head to heartlandjourneys.com.au/thestarsdescend. And I'll of course have a link on our show page too. I'm Rudy Bremer and you're listening to Away on ABC RN.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.